Next presentation is Ernie Ray with Fairview Properties and Craig Walker, Alcoa Harbor Area Four. Craig, I'll let you.
Good morning. My name is Ernie Ray with Fairview Partners, and we originally developed the ranch on Possum Kingdom, purchased it in 1995. Fairview has now begun development of an adjacent property on Scenic Point, known as Hill Country Harbor. We are in the process of renewing our harbor and commercial leases, and for this morning we'll include our request for a cottage lease on Harbor Area 4. When we purchased the land in 1995, there was a Procter & Bauer study that is shown on page 1. This is the intro to the Procter & Bauer study. On page 2, we see it is actually page 34 from the Procter & Bauer study, and it says, a strip of property along the north side of the inlet, which is at marker 12, and between the inlet and the large three-pronged inlet to the northwest, the land is owned by the authority and has been designated for future cottage use. Should this property be used for dwelling someday, we think there should be no on-lake facilities permitted in this sector. Then we go to page 3, and this is a map showing the area highlighted in yellow there where Harbor Area 4 is, and Harbor Area 4 is indicated as Area 12, and it's at the bottom of the legend down here. It says Cottage F or Cot F, and that is future cottage sites, is the way Harbor Area 4 is indicated. As we go to page 4, this is the beginning of our development agreement, page 1 of the development agreement between Brazos River Authority and Craig Walker, developer of the ranch. And we go to page 5, which is a map from that development agreement, and we have highlighted in yellow Harbor Area 4, and then up top we see Scenic Cove, which is a public area. This map is signed by Craig Walker and Roy Roberts, ADRA representative. The next page 6, shows that same detail by the same surveying company in color. It gives you a little more idea of where Harbor Area 4 is located between Harbor Area 3 and the J4 DRA cottage lease that we have there. And you also see up at the top Scenic Cove, which is a large public area that is between the new walk trail that has been put in on Redbird Hill and our marina area. We go to page 7, and it shows an exhibit with a development agreement once again, and we see here the contiguous public access area from Redbird Hill, the Scenic Cove, past the harbor entrance to Scenic Point, where we have our marina, restaurant, hotel, and a walk trail with a public restroom. And we previously, in the hatched area there, had a previous cottage lease that we gave up when all of this was originally signed up with the DRA. This exhibit is also signed by Craig Walker and Roy Roberts. And then you can see down here also Harbor Area 4, and it has got a contiguous 50-foot setback line indicating the development line for future cottage leases, and it goes through Harbor Area 3 and Harbor Area 4. Page 8 of the map is Exhibit 4 of the development agreement that's also signed by Craig and Roy Roberts, and it shows a contiguous residential development along Harbor Areas 2, 3, and 4, and that's over to the right where you see the gridded area with trees, and then the yellow area is Harbor Area 4, and you can see the lots going through Harbor Area 4 indicating that it was, at that time, to our understanding, going to be a future cottage lease. And then over at Scenic Cove area, going down to Scenic Point, you can see the walk trail and all the public access that goes through there. The intention and discussion between the DRA and our fellows is to keep a contiguous public access area at that time from a future DRA walk trail area on Redbird Hill through Scenic Cove, Scenic Point, and then down to our marina, hotel, and the walk trail and public restroom which we'll show to you later in photos. Page 9 is a map by the same surveyor, and we see here the cottage leases on Harbor Area 2, future cottage leases on Harbor Area 3 and 4, and we also have a current cottage lease on the 4 area. So Harbor Area 4 is between the Harbor Area 3 cottage lease that we have and then the J4 cottage lease that we have. We go to page 10, and we have the study that was presented to us by the VRA in 2000 by the TVA. It's the initial page of that. And then page 11 shows the Track 12 that is Harbor Area 4. It's been indicated through the past studies. And under the notes, it says that the tract is a small cove on the west side of the Branch Peninsula between two residential areas, relatively level, lightly wooded, well-protected shoreline access, and it is well-suited for development. And right after that, it says the VRA has reserved tract 12 for its own use. We get to page 11, and that's Tract 15, Scenic Cove, and it's got... under the notes there, it says the eastern portion of the site includes 16 mobile home sites, and in 1980, Scenic Point subleases were converted to direct BRA leases. And each with two-year terms, BRA is phasing out the remaining two-year temporary leases. And once all the leases have been canceled, the campground should be reestablished. This 11-acre site could accommodate up to 60 campsites. And then it points out that immediate attention should be given to the revegetation, landscaping of the site, and to provide shade and to improve site aesthetics. On page 13, we have the map from the TBA study showing Harbor Area 4 again as Area 12. And Area 12 is highlighted in yellow. And it indicates BRA operations. And that also includes the Morris Shepherd Dam, the spillway, the airport, two solid waste collection centers, and an airport beacon. And again, this is in the midst of almost 2,000 acres of residential development. And then we also see Area 15 up here is Scenic Cove. And it's also shown in greater detail on page 14, the next page, and we see that that is the red hatched area that is all a contiguous public walk trail and public access area. And then we've got, it goes on down to where our project walk trail ends at Harbor Area 2. Then we go to page 15, and on page 15, we have got page 17 of the new Staubach report, and it's stating that public recreation, the Shrinkle and Rollins report listed 9 public areas. Scenic Cove is listed as one of those, and then below it says in 1980, Scenic Point subleases were converted to direct VRA leases, each with 2-year terms. VRA is phasing out the remaining 2-year temporary leases. And now let's move on to the photos. You see the VRA sign indicating Scenic Cove in photo 1, and as we move to Scenic Cove on the next pages, we see the no public access camping or day use, and then we see some, I think through photo 7, we see just the areas there that are currently under the 2-year lease. Page 8, 9, 10, 11, up to 13. On page 13, we see the ranch gate. And the last area there along the public access area, and then 14 and 15 show some of our neighbors. And then we get to 16, which is our public trailhead and walk trail. And this is the photos that we have of our development. And we have chosen to begin our new development, phase 1 of our new development, with all of the public area. improvements into the public area. As you see through page 17, 18, 19, and 20, the public restroom that we put in there. And then page 21 is the road down to the hotel. Page 22 is the hotel that is being remodeled, as is 23 and 24, 25, and 26 is the front of the restaurant, as is 27. We've committed to upgrading the areas of our development that are accessible to the public. First, to show our interest in having a contiguous area of a lake for families to go to and enjoy the beauty of Possum Kingdom Lake in the hill country environment. And this public area has the added value of security provided by the BRA Lake Rangers and officers. Everyone with small children nowadays appreciates the importance of security, and that's why we're asking to allow Harbor Area 4 to be part of the residential development with a cottage lease. In exchange for the cottage area that we relinquished in the scenic point area. On page 16, we have the new lease that we have submitted December 20th, 2005, the development agreement dated December 12, 1997, among BRA and the Ranch on Possum Kingdom provided the BRA and Hill Country Harbor Village to enter up to 12 cottage lease agreements covering Harbor Area 3. We've now determined our plan for Harbor Area 3 and the adjoining fee land and would like to propose that Harbor Area 3 be utilized as open space for our planning at Hill Country Harbor. And then the uses down below, we say include landscaped areas, lighted walk trails, seating, fire pit, swimming pool, and water features. And so that's the lease for Harbor Area 3, and then that is 1718. And then on page 19, I'm sorry, page 20, we have two pages here, 20 and 21, that are from Harbor Area 2 and 3. And the articles there show the quiet enjoyment clauses, and that is something that we wish to have also in Harbor Area 4. So we thank you for the time this morning, and appreciate getting to make our request before the board.
Can I ask a couple of questions? The trail system that you've installed, as I'm looking at, I'm specifically looking on page 9 of the first part of the presentation. Harbor area number 1. That trail system goes around harbor area number 1. And does it end at harbor area number 2 currently?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And Kent, maybe this is a question for you. Harbor area number 3 is currently under lease?
Yes. Yes.
And there is a cottage lease that's on the other side of the harbor area number 4, correct?
Right. J4.
So basically, harbor area number 4, which is the 2.7 acres, is not under lease, and there's no public access at this time. Okay.
Harbor Area 4 is a chain by the Street Authority. We don't have a lease on it. There's a question of cottage lease for open space. However, we have always been required to maintain public access to the BRA there and by team. And then Harbor Area 3, just to clarify, the development agreement, we don't currently have a cottage lease on it. We have a development agreement provides us the right to enter into a future cottage lease of up to 12 cottage leases.
Okay.
Well, we've worked with staff. They've expressed an interest in us not doing cottage leases there, pushing back from a 50-foot setback line in that area. We've agreed to push it back to the deeded line and just have that area as open space with the permitted uses.
Okay, would you consider extending that trail all around to Harbor Area Number 3?
No. Our requirement under the development agreement was to provide a public restroom, a trailhead, and a walk trail within Harbor Area Number 1.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you, sir.